At a very young age, I learned something that I've always taken with me in my own life journey. I've learned that love and knowledge are two things you can give away and never give up. You can't diminish your knowledge or love by sharing it fully. If I teach you everything I know, I still know it. I can give someone the gift of knowledge, and I haven't given up anything. Most teachers, mentors, and motivators unconsciously realize this. They are quick to teach and share their knowledge with younger people, to mentor them, and to help them advance their careers. They can give them something without giving anything up. The same is true for love. I can love my wife with 100% of my being and still have the capacity to love my children 100% as well. Giving my love totally to my spouse doesn't diminish the ability to love my children totally as well. Have you ever had your kids say, "You love Susie or Billy more than you love me?" The correct response is, "No, I love you both equally 100%. If I love you with all my heart, I still have the capacity to love fully. In Matthew, we learn of two great commandments. The first is to love God totally, 100%, with our whole heart, soul, and mind. And if we do this, we have not diminished the capacity to love our neighbor in the same way. Frankly, it's the way that Jesus led his life. Jesus taught his disciples with stories and parables they could remember and repeat to others on their journey through life. He loved them, each one of them, with 100% of his being. What a great example for each of us. Let's make a vow to teach what we know about the faith to others, to evangelize, to share stories and experiences that will help others grow in their faith journeys. And let's try to love more fully those people in our lives. Remember, loving fully doesn't diminish the ability to love. It doesn't take any more energy than it does to ration out our love. This is Tony Agnese.